Bernie Pleskov joins us. Bernie, of course, former Major League scout. Love having him on. And Bernie, how are you today?
I'm great, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
No, very good. You've been there for this series, Giants and Diamondbacks, just some. And, of course, you've been a scout, and you look at things through the scout's eye. And first of all, tell us where we can find you on the Internet, because you do great blogs.
At Bernie Pleskov on Twitter, just at Bernie Pleskov. And you can find me at Clubhouse Corner every Sunday morning.
Perfect. All right. Give us your take a little bit on this series so far, Arizona and the Giants.
Well, it's been amazing. And you know what struck me, Marty, is Mike Yastrzemski. I saw him in 2015 in the Arizona Fall League. He hit 208. He looked totally lost. I remember saying to myself, does this guy have a future? Mediocre pitching was beating him. But here in Arizona, it's like this guy flipped on a switch, and he is a big part of the Giants' future. You know, how do you go from what I saw in 2015 to 2019? That's the development program. That's maturity. That's seeing more breaking balls. That's getting confidence in yourself. When I saw him back then, not very confident. When I see him now, try to take the bat out of his hands. And I like that, Marty. I think that really bodes well for the future of the Giants.
You know, we've seen a lot from Mike Yastrzemski, the power numbers for him, a lot of comparisons just because of who his grandfather was when he got here. Everybody paying attention to the name, but now he's finally starting to make a name for himself. And if not for all the big power numbers out of Tatis Jr. and the great pitching of Mike Soroka and Pete Alonso, we might be talking about Mike Yastrzemski as a potential Rookie of the Year candidate.
Yeah, he's still a secret. He really is. Unless you're on the West Coast, you don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one of the things that I have noticed in my two games here. Going forward, I think the Giants have to find an identity. They have to either be very good pitching, very good speed, very good offense. You know, right now, they are kind of, I don't know who they are. And I think over the offseason, you're going to see the transformation. They still have this burden of salaries that they have to pay. But slowly but surely, that's going to transition, and they are going to find an identity. And that's what's lacking now. I think they're in tryout mode. I think they're fighting for the playoffs. That's all well and good, but they have to find out who they are.
Well, what did you think of the kid last night, Logan Webb?
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That's the type of guy that is in the tryout mode right now. I thought a great deal. You know, I think this is the future. When you've got guys like that, and you can pepper in, and I don't know if they'll re-sign Scooter Gennett, but that's the type of hustling guy that you want to see, the type of pitcher you want. I'm very impressed, and I want to see what they do with Bumgarner. That's a big question. It looms over the franchise. And you know, in the past, I've said I've been an advocate that they trade him. I'm not so sure anymore. I'm not so sure that you don't keep him to stabilize this franchise and build your pitching staff around him, and he becomes a coach on the team. You know, a pitching coach as well as a starting pitcher. I think that's where the Giants are right now. This is transition. And a guy like Webb, a guy like Yastrzemski, those are guys you build with. Even a guy that's going to play today, Austin Slater, I like him. And that's what I want to see them do.
I'm glad you brought up Austin Slater. What do you make of his success this year? We've seen more power from him since he's come back to the major league level. A good inside-out swing. He's got a great right field approach. But his OPS over 900, I don't think any of us saw him being this type of hitter this soon to last year.
I'm glad you asked me that question. It's all about opportunity. Every guy that you see on a 25-man roster and on a 40-man roster can play the game of baseball. Every one of those guys want one thing, an opportunity. If they don't have an opportunity, you and I will never know how good they are. You give a guy a chance to play, sustained at bats, and you're going to see that they have talent. And that's what's happening. He gets a little playing time. He shows what he can do. He raises some eyebrows. And you say, well, this guy, you know, he has some power. All they need is a chance.
Bernie, the Giants brought up Avelino today, and Dubon is still in Sacramento. Have you seen both of those guys play? I'm anxious to get your take on the both of them.
No, I haven't, Marty. And I never, as you know, I don't comment on guys I've never seen with my own eyes. No, I have not.
All right, very good, because we're going to see them. Avelino's here today, and Dubon isn't too far behind. But you have seen Merrill Kelly.
He's an infielder and outfielder, right?
Yeah.
He's an infielder and outfielder.
And he looks like a kid who wants to be an impact player and has a lot of confidence. Yep. So we'll see what happens. But you have seen Merrill Kelly, 30 years old.
Plenty.
And 8-12, he's got 20 decisions in 24 games, so he must be in there for a while. What's your take on Merrill Kelly? Because this is the matchup today with Bumgarner.
Exactly. He is a gritty kid. You've got to go out there and try to get him early. But the thing about him, there's nothing that stands out. He is a good pitcher. He's a back end of the rotation pitcher. He's a guy that the Giants have to beat. Is the guy in the rotation that you have to go home with that sweep. You know, he's not going to overwhelm you. He's going to throw all the kitchen sink at you. You shouldn't be striking out a lot against him. You should make contact. He is an average major league pitcher who is a late bloomer, Marty. This is a guy that's been hanging around for a while, got a chance, got that opportunity that I've been talking about, and he's taken advantage of it. You know, a guy comes back to the bench and says, I'm 0 for 2. What's going on here? This isn't Cy Young. That's the type of guy you're facing. You wonder why you didn't hit the gap with him. So, you know, you may have your hands full more than you think.
Yeah, it sounds to me like he's just kind of an average major league pitcher, kind of a middle of the road guy. But these guys are key, especially to teams like the Diamondbacks that are looking to rebuild. You've got to have guys who can get you into the fifth or sixth inning.
No question. You've got to lengthen the rotation. You can't have two guys and expect to win. You've got to have four guys and expect to win. And this is a guy that's going to go out and give you everything he has, but you've got to take him out early. You've got to put some pitches on his arm. You've got to get some base hits against him. Get him into the stretch. That's the key. Get him into the stretch. Make him, you know, sweat a little bit. And I'm not sure that this bullpen that the bullpen of the Diamondbacks can't stand up. He's very beatable, especially by a guy like Bumgarner.
Boy, terrific. Bernie, thank you so much for coming on today. A great preview of what we've got going on today and a little bit of where you see the Giants going. We've got so much more to talk about with you, and we'll do it over the next few weeks. But I appreciate you being on today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Marty. Take care. Have a great week.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Bernie, you can get him at Clubhouse Corner. And, of course, at Bernie Pleskoff on Twitter, PLESKOFF.